Chicken Dinner Road, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I'll never forget the time I was driving home from wine country outside of Boise when I ran across Chicken Dinner Road. I thought to myself, what a great name. It put images in my head of family dinners, which were always warm and wonderful times. Fast forward to recent times. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, actually sent the mayor of Caldwell, Idaho, a letter asking the mayor to change the road's name to, in their words, one that celebrates chickens as individuals, not as beings to kill, chop up, and label as dinner. End quote. Really? PETA, who 2 years ago euthanized 1,809 cats and dogs, supposedly for humane reasons, according to Will Coggan, managing director of PETAKillsAnimals.com, gives the general public lots of opportunities to question their logic. I was told about a contest that people could enter to name the dumbest PETA marketing campaign. There was even a prize. Here's Will Coggan.
A $1,000 plus prize, meat for a year from ButcherBox, and vote on what they think is the craziest PETA campaign. Certainly, there's no shortage of dumb and crazy PETA campaigns over the years.
Lots of fodder.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's your choice of dumbest campaign?
Personally, I would have to go for their Holocaust on Your Plate campaign, where they are comparing modern farms in the United States to Nazi concentration camps. It's just totally outrageous.
All of that about a chicken dinner? Come on, this is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.